From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is threatening to develop more nuclear weapons at a time the top U.S. diplomat is promoting face-to-face talks with Pyongyang aimed at denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States is ready to have the first meeting with Pyongyang without preconditions.
But they have to come to the table, and they have to come to the table with a view that they do want to make a different choice.
But the chief U.S. diplomat also said they would need to be a period of quiet without additional nuclear and missile tests before talks could commence. Kim's comment came during a two-day munitions conference to celebrate Pyongyang's most advanced intercontinental ballistic missile, the Hwasong-15. Alabamans who supported Senate Democrat candidate Doug Jones were pleasantly surprised by what at one point seemed like an impossible win. One supporter was Zarina Shahid. Following the announcement Tuesday evening that Jones had claimed victory in the special election over embattled Republican Roy Moore, Jones' voters described joy and called the win a new dawn for Alabama. Wednesday, a top counterterrorism official in Bangladesh said the man accused of detonating a pipe bomb in a New York City subway tunnel does not appear to have any known links to militant groups. They interviewed Akayet Ula's wife and her parents. Ula is due to make his first court appearance on Wednesday, a day after U.S. federal prosecutors announced terrorism charges against him. If convicted, Ula faces life in prison. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has won a legislative approval to extend martial law for a year in the southern Mindanao region, which was besieged by Islamic militants earlier this year. Jason Albano has more.
Duterte first imposed martial law on the southern island of Mindanao back in May, as his forces struggled for 5 months to take back the city of Marawi from insurgents. Marawi was declared liberated in October. Duterte officials say militants linked to Islamic State remain a threat and are ratcheting up recruitment. They also say intelligence points to a new attack on another city.
A joint session of Congress voted 240-27 Wednesday to grant Duterte power to continue martial law until December 31, 2018. Opponents said extending martial law in Mindanao is unconstitutional because Duterte declared Marawi to be liberated from the terrorist influence. They also warned that Duterte could declare martial law throughout the entire Philippines and restore authoritarian rule similar to that of the late President Ferdinand Marcos from 1972 until he was overthrown in a popular uprising in 1986. Grace Lee reports South Korea says it may tax capital gains from cryptocurrency trading as global regulators worry about a bubble, with officials warning of a speculative mania that has seen digital assets like Bitcoins soar in value.
South Koreans are swept up in Bitcoin mania. That's got Seoul officials scrambling to rein in the craze as regulators around the world warn of a bubble. One group of traders in particular has set off alarm bells, students drawn in by Bitcoin's explosive surge this year. On Wednesday, the government held an emergency meeting to try and find a solution. It's weighing a ban on miners opening accounts on cryptocurrency exchanges and a tax on capital gains from trading virtual coins. Right now, anyone with a phone and bank account can sign up to trade on South Korea's BitThumb, the world's busiest exchange. The possibility of major losses for everyday people if the bubble bursts and wild swings of Bitcoin's value every day have policymakers racing to come up with a response. Officials say the new measures to tackle the trading craze will be announced as soon as Friday.
That was reporter Grace Lee. The Palestinian president Wednesday said his people will not accept any role for the United States in the Middle East peace process from now on, following President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Mahmoud Abbas spoke at a gathering of heads of state and top officials from Islamic nations at a summit in Turkey that is expected to forge a unified Muslim world stance against Trump's move. The Kremlin said Wednesday that U.S. allegations that it was involved in a new generation of warfare, including internal political subversion against the United States, were groundless and not backed by facts. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the allegations Tuesday. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.